Hello, thank you for coming to listen to me today. I just wanted to tell you about something that happened last night, and it stuck in my head, and if you don't mind, I'd like to share it with you. It all started a couple of weeks ago when I was at work. One of my young colleagues, she's an American, an intern. She's with us for a couple of months. Asked everyone in the office if anyone could spare a room for her visiting mother. Well, I live in a house on my own. It's not a large house, but I've got a couple of spare rooms. So I said yes. There's a couple of vested interests for me, I guess. One is, although she's far too young for me, I really quite fancy this intern. She's really sweet and sexy and really does make me think that if she were a bit older or I were a bit younger, it would be very nice to spend some time with her. But I've been professional and I haven't wanted to go down that route. But the other thing is that I am an absolute sucker for American women. I think they are the most sexy women that I know, that I've known. I think it's the accent or the confidence or something, I'm not sure. But anyway, I really fancy American girls. So when she said, could anyone spare a room? I thought, well, yes, I can. And part of me was thinking, well, maybe her mother is like her, but more suitable. So you can see I was already planning something at the outset. Anyway, it was all agreed, and last night she arrived. About midnight, she came in from the airport, my house in Kensington, and I opened the door, and there she was, attractive and elegant, and very dignified and refined. Apparently, she's a very successful marketing executive, and I could tell that she was self-contained and composed, and I was very struck by her. She did look like an older version of her daughter, but if anything, I'd say sexier. So I showed her a room and took a case up and gave her a drink and then explained that I would have to go to bed because I needed to get up early to go to work. Anyway, this is the interesting bit. This morning, as I was coming out of my room, dressed, I saw the light was on in the bathroom, and just as I came out of my door, she came out of the bathroom door. And she was startled and kind of yelped out loud and was very flustered. And just at the moment of her being so startled, her bathrobe fell open, revealing everything, and I couldn't help but see her breasts and her smooth thighs and her pubic hair. And although she wrapped herself up very quickly, I saw her whole body. And she knew that I'd seen it. So I said, I'm terribly sorry. I really am sorry. And she said, oh gosh, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting to see you. And very flustered and bright red, she wrapped herself up and went into her room and shut the door firmly. Well, I went downstairs and went on my way to work, feeling for her, to be honest with you, because it was embarrassing and I hadn't wanted to embarrass her. But I was also highly aroused by what I'd seen. I really did think, part of me thought maybe she did it deliberately. But she was so embarrassed, I discounted that. But anyway, for the rest of the day, I thought about her and thought about her very attractive naked form, and it made me quite aroused just thinking about it. I think it was partly her embarrassment that I found very sexy, because the previous night she'd been very cool and composed, and this morning she'd been left, I don't know, with her trousers down. So, anyway, as I say, I found the thought very arousing. And spent much of the day thinking about her. And in fact, every time I saw her daughter, which is plenty of times, it reminded me of her mother. In fact, just telling you now is making me quite hard, quite aroused, quite excited. So, that's the end of things, really. I'm going out now to a meeting. It's evening, I've come home. And I said to her when I saw her this evening, I should be out until later. So I'm off now. Bye for now. Hello again. I've got to tell you what's just happened. Oh my God. Oh my God, I have got to tell you. I went to my meeting, and when I came back, it was much earlier than I'd said, much earlier. The meeting hadn't really gone ahead properly, as very few people turned up, so I was back in about half an hour, and I said I would be back in 2 hours. Anyway, when I came to my house, the house was in darkness, but there was a faint glow coming from her room. Anyway, I you'll tell in a minute why I'm so excited. I came in, made myself a cup of tea, and sat in my chair, just flicking through post. And then I heard this rhythmic, moving, sort of creaking, coming from the room above me, which is her room. And I listened very carefully. It kept going, a sort of, as I say, rhythmic movement. I thought, no, it can't be. So anyway, I went very quietly up the stairs and stood at her door, which was slightly ajar, and listened carefully. Sort of my face scarlet with, guilt, I suppose, but absolutely fascinated. And I listened carefully. Yes, it was true. She sounded like she was masturbating. I could hear her breathing. It was just shallow and kept catching in her throat. Sort of a ragged, hoarse breathing. And I could hear her making slight, moaning, mewing sounds. And I could hear, faintly, the sound of rustling under bedclothes. And I could hear much more easily the sound of her bed creaking. My God, I thought, she is masturbating in my room and she thinks I'm out. I was very hard listening to this. I'm hard now, I'm still hard. It only happened a few minutes ago, and I had to come and tell you. And I just carried on listening. My cock really stiff, erect. I was rubbing it through the material of my pants. I listened carefully to her. Her breathing kept catching, and I kept hearing this kind of faint moaning sounds, and every now and then I'd hear her say, "Oh God, oh God," and it's incredibly arousing, incredibly. Oh God, just thinking about it, so hard now, I'm so hard, I'm rubbing my cock now. My hand running up and down the length of it, feeling its swollen head through the material of my trousers. Running my fingernails up and down my cock gently. And I pictured her in the room, stroking herself. And I was at the door, listening with my ear against the crack of the door. And very, very, very gingerly, I pushed the door open slightly. Just slightly. Just an inch. And then another inch. And left it at that. Because I could see in the reflection of the mirror, I could see part of her in bed, not her face, but I could see her legs under the bedclothes, lit by the bedside light. I could see that her legs were wide apart, and I could see her hand moving under the bedclothes. And I could see the bedclothes up to her waist. And as I listened, I could tell she was getting more and more aroused. And I could see her hand moving steadily. And her breathing was getting more and more rapid. And kept catching as her pleasure grew. Oh, my cock feels so good now talking to you. Feels really nice. And I could see her legs apart. And then all of a sudden, I was watching in the mirror, all of a sudden, I could hear her get more and more excited. And she suddenly flung the bedclothes away from her. Flung them off her legs, and I was standing there, my eyes on stalks, and I could see her bare legs open with her feet on the bed and her hips thrusting and her hand clearly between her legs. The thumb on her clit, circling around and around it, as I heard her voice groaning, moaning, and I could see a finger moving in and out of her pussy lips, and I could hear the sound it was making, a slippery sound. As it slipped in and out of her pussy. And I could see her hips beginning to jerk and buck. And her voice is getting more and more desperate. And she was saying, "Oh, oh God, I want to come. I want to come." I was rubbing my cock faster and faster, watching her hand move in and out of her pussy. Oh, God. And then she stopped. And her hand disappeared from the mirror and came back, holding a huge, swollen, pink, erect cock dildo. Oh, my God. And she held it with both hands and put the swollen tip of it, the massively swollen, bulbous head of her dildo against her pussy, opening her legs really wide, started slowly, steadily slipping it inside. And I heard her gasp as it slipped in. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I just watched it as it slowly disappeared into her cunt. And she slowly pulled it out again. And as she cried out loud and started pushing it and pulling it, thrusting it deeper and deeper, and her legs wider and wider, oh my God, I was so hard watching it. I wanted to get my cock out, but I didn't dare make any noise. Although I don't suppose she could hear me. She was making so much noise herself. And the bed was really rocking hard as she fucked herself with her dildo. And then she started crying. Oh, fuck. And the bed was rocking. And her whole body was shaking. She started moving up and down, jerking and jerking and shuddering. I'm gonna come, she said. I'm gonna come now. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. And she started coming. And she started writhing on this massive dildo, writhing. And the whole bed started shaking and rocking. She totally jerked up and down on it. Totally jerked up and down. And Jesus. Jesus. And she cried over and over and over and over again. And then she slowly started to calm down. And now, oh God, just telling you again, it's made me so horny. And I'm undoing my jeans. I'm in my bedroom now. I'm undoing my jeans. Oh, God. Oh, my God. So hard. Oh, God. Oh. I pull my jeans down. I'm sitting on my chair. My cock stiff and hard and swollen. And rubbing it through my boxers. Oh, God. Oh, God, it feels good. Oh, I want you to hold it now. Oh, I want you to kneel between my legs and stroke my cock. Oh, God. Oh, my God, this is good. Oh, my God, my baby, this is good. Oh, and I'm just imagining her masturbating. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm thinking of you with your legs open, stroking your clitoris as I stroke my massive, thick cock. All your legs apart, with your hand running up and down your thighs. Oh, yes. Run your hands up your thighs for me, baby. Yes. Oh, and I want you to picture my massive cock whilst you wank yourself. Wank for me, baby, like my American guest. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm pulling down my boxers. Oh, God, my cock's so big. Oh, it's so big. Oh, baby. Oh, God. I wish I'd seen her tits. I wanted to see them so badly. I wanted to see them swaying as she wanked herself with her hands on her nipples, pinching her nipples. Do that now. Pinch your nipples for me. That's it. Does it feel good? Does it feel lovely? Would you love me to suck your nipples now? Oh God, I wish I could suck your nipples. Oh yes. And I want you to picture my huge, big, thick, fat cock in my hand. Swollen. And I want you to picture me playing with my balls, feeling their weight in my hand, squeezing them. And I'm working my fist up the whole length of my cock, the whole shaft of it, pausing at the head, and then working down again, getting it ready to slip inside your pussy. Would you like that? Bet you would. I want that. Oh, this feels good. It feels really nice. Oh, God. I want to put some saliva on my cock now. Oh, that's good. That's good. That is so nice. Oh God. I want you to circle your clip with your fingers round and around, stroking it, picturing my big cock, slippery with saliva, with my hand running up and down. Oh, can you hear me wanking, baby? Oh, God. Does it sound nice to you? Oh, it's nice. Open your legs wide for me, like my American guest. Yes, that's it. Oh. Oh, she's nice. I'm wanking it now. It feels good. Oh, Jesus, I'm so big and hard. Finger in your pussy now. Slide it into your pussy. Slide it in and out for me. That's it. Slowly and rhythmically. As I wank my big hard cock for you. It's nice. I want you to imagine me now. I've been standing at the door watching you. You didn't know I was there. And now I'm coming in to your room, and you look up, with surprise. And you see my cock, and you see how hard it is. And I watch you masturbating. Oh. And you open your legs wide so I can see your pussy. And I can see your fingers slipping in and out. And I bend down and I stroke your breasts and cup them. And flick your nipples with my fingertips. And I kiss my way down your neck. And your collarbone. And your cleavage. And I take your nipple in my mouth. And I suck on it hard. And I kiss my way down your belly, to your crotch, to your clit. And I suck on your clit. And I push my tongue into your pussy. That's right. Freak yourself for me. And then I take my huge cock and I put the head of it on your clit and start slowly thrusting it against it. And then I take my cock. And I put it between the lips of your pussy. Oh God, I want to come. I want to come. And I slowly slip the whole length of my cock into your pussy. Slowly slipping it inside. The whole length of it. In and out, and you put your hands on my ass and pull me in deep. And I kiss you deeply, and you put your arms around me, and you put your legs around my waist as you feel the whole length of me inside you. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me, my baby. So good. Oh, that's so good. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's so good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I just love talking to you. I love it. Oh, I love it so much. Thank you. Take care, baby. Take care.